At Fiddler's Cove in North Falmouth, Dan Ward is kneeling on what looks like a floating dock moored in the harbor. He's growing bay scallops here, a particularly finicky type of scallop to grow in an aquaculture setting. He pulls up a section of the dock to reveal long, flat cages immersed in the water, holding scallops of different sizes.
So those are year twos. Let me see what I can find for year one so they can clap at you a little bit.
Ward is growing thousands of scallops off this dock in cages extending 4 feet underwater. But several years ago, when he first started his farm, he noticed over the summer that his crop wasn't thriving. He suspected an algae bloom was hurting his younger shellfish.
We get harmful algae blooms of this one particular type every July and August. And so I first noticed it on the farm in 2012.
Turns out it was a dinoflagellate called coclodinium, more commonly known as rust tide, because it coats everything it touches with a brownish-orange substance. It used to be unusual in places like Fiddler's Cove, which is why Ward was surprised to see it. But increased water pollution from boats and runoff from houses has helped to foster this new algae growth.
It kind of causes this orange fuzz on the outside of the animals. It sticks to everything. And so that's kind of a proposed mechanism of harm, is that it's sticking to the mantle, to the inside of the shell, to the gills, and causing them to suffocate.
These rust tides were unpredictable, and typically when they showed up, Ward couldn't do anything to save his shellfish, because by the time he could see the harmful algae bloom, it was already too late. It was around this time that he started speaking with Mike Brosnahan, an assistant scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution.
That's it, right there.
Brosnahan pulls out what looks like a metal cylinder from the water near Ward's scallops. His project has been working to help aquaculture farmers like Ward prevent algae blooms from damaging their crops by using this metal cylinder, called an imaging flow cytobot, to take photos of algae cells and to send the farmers alerts when it looks like a bloom is coming.
Every 20 minutes or so, it's pulling in about 5 mils of water, and then it pushes that water in a very thin stream, and when a cell is falling through that stream, the instrument detects it and illuminates the cell with a flash, and that's how it's able to capture a picture of it.
The cytobot itself isn't new. It's been used to monitor water quality in other areas around the Cape. But this is the first time it's being used to categorize algae to help aquaculturists. Over at Brosnahan's lab, he shows me photos of the coclodinia, the algae that's been giving Dan Ward trouble.
Here's some examples here. They make these chains of cells, and they have this really interesting kind of beehive-like structure, and they're quite fast. So when you look at a water sample under the scope, they're kind of zooming around in there.
Right now, Brosnahan's lab has to sort through these photos manually and send Ward an email if it looks like a harmful bloom is coming. Ward can then take steps to protect his crop. Chatham shellfish warden Renee Gagne recalls that a few years ago, a harmful bloom was detected and a lot of shellfish farms were closed just to be safe.
It began in Rhode Island and came up through Buzzards Bay and then up around Nantucket Sound. And it was the first time we experienced that type of a harmful algae bloom. So most areas were closed on a precautionary closure because they didn't really have real-time testing.
Real-time testing is the goal with the cytobot. In the future, there's hope that the bot will automatically detect when harmful algae appears and send alerts to nearby shellfish farmers. Ward says those kinds of alerts could mean a lot fewer closures.
It's a very significant impact. And the more that we can collaborate and extend those networks of notifications to other farmers, the more that it's going to be impactful financially beyond just this one location.
They hope to have more bots in the water over the next few years. It's predicted that a system like this could save farmers hundreds of thousands of dollars in shellfish losses. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.